Dr. Todd Brown, the medical director of Logan Regional Hospital, says the national and local focus on the opioid crisis led Intermountain Healthcare to reevaluate their practices surrounding opioids.
Patients dying unnecessarily because of the use or misuse of opioids makes us understand that maybe what we're doing isn't the best thing to be doing.
Many opioids are categorized as Schedule II drugs by the Drug Enforcement Administration. Dr. Brown says the protocol for these Schedule II opioids, like Dilaudid or Percocet, sometimes contributes to patients getting more pills than they need after a procedure or an injury.
We have to write them out. They have to face-to-face visit, but you can't refill it. So if a patient gets 10 and they need 12, they need to re-engage the doctor to get those medications again. So what we do is give them more than they need so that doesn't happen. We err on the side of giving them enough so that they don't run out on a weekend or a holiday or in the evening. As a result, the procedure gets better, the injury heals, and a patient is left with a quantity of medications that they don't need because they may have needed them.
Intermountain Healthcare announced last week that they plan to reduce the number of opioid tablets prescribed by 40% by the end of 2018. To achieve the 40% reduction, Intermountain Healthcare has trained about 2,500 of the caregivers in its system, with plans to offer the training to more providers. They will also add prompts and default order amounts to their electronic health record system. Intermountain Healthcare is still building its plan to reduce opioid prescriptions. Dr. Brown says committee meetings about potential solutions are ongoing and will likely lead to new guidelines for best practices.
I'm just glad that we're talking about this. As a primary care provider, I appreciate guidance. This whole dialogue and the whole public awareness campaign helps us to be partners with our patients to help them not get in trouble with a scary class of medications.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.